Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
I'm calling because apparently you guys charge $25 out of my bank account, and I not even know who you guys are.
You said you had $20 coming out of your bank account and you don't know who charged you?
No, I not even know who you guys are.
Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
85705.
Okay, and your first and last name, please?
Maria Berry.
Miss Maria, can you verify your address for me, please?
It is necessary?
Yes, ma'am, for security purposes.
3120 North Romero Road, Unit 18.
Okay, and I see here that you have a Focus watch, as well as the Focus Watch warranty and a secondary watch. That Focus Watch is a smart watch designed to monitor your heart rate, blood pressure, oxygen level. It has step interface, so it counts your steps as well as the calories burned. I see that on yesterday, 6/5/21, you signed up for a 14-day free trial for that product where you only paid the shipping and handling. Now, the $19.94 is for that second watch as well as the warranty on the watches that you have.
Oh, no, can you cancel that, please? I don't need that.
You don't need what, ma'am?
Nothing. I mean, I don't need a watch. I don't want it.
So did you not place the order for the watch?
No.
Is it possible that someone in your home or family could have made that purchase without
yes,
your...
That's what I think, one of my grandkids, but no.
Okay.
He didn't have permission to use my card.
Oh, okay. And I definitely understand that. Now, the watch is a great watch, and it does monitor your heart rate and blood pressure. What I can do for you is provide you with a 35% discount off of that final charge of the account.
No, ma'am, I don't need it. Just cancel that, please, and pull my money back.
Even if I'm able to give you a 50% discount?
Yeah, no, I don't need it.
What if we throw in a pair of free AirPods?
No. Just cancel it, please.
All right, bear me one moment. Let me get the account canceled. I am still here with you. I'm actually sending those refunds back to you now. Now, it does take about 3 to 5 business days before that refund reflects into the account. However, it has been submitted. You will also receive an email within 24 to 48 hours from now confirming the cancellation as well as the cancellation of that account as well as the refund coming back to your account.
Why do you guys hide behind Wells Fargo account?
Okay, ma'am, Miss Maria, we're not hiding behind anyone's account. What happens here is whoever you did the survey with, they do pay for the 14 days for you to be able to have that trial. Once that trial is up, then you are held responsible for the remaining balance on that account. And it is actually shown in the terms and conditions that those charges will occur on the account if not canceled on or before the 14th day. And in order to even place the order, Ms. Maria, your son or whoever, you say your son or grandson or someone placed that order without your knowledge, they agreed to the terms and conditions in order to place that order.
And when do you say that I'm going to get my money back?
It takes about 3 to 5 business days.
But I need to be enrolled in your guys' site?
I'm sorry?
Do I have to be enrolled on your guys' site?
Do you have to be enrolled in our site?
Uh-huh.
No, ma'am. I've already canceled the account as well as provided you with the refund.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
No, you're fine, Ms. Maria. And thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.